From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. Continuing these studies in the Lord's Prayer, Dr. Alan Cairns invites our attention to the petition, "And forgive us our debts." As Dr. Cairns will point out, most of the requests we're to make for ourselves involve the subject of sin and its consequences. In the previous broadcast, Dr. Cairns began to address the matter of dealing with sin in the lives of believers. Today, he commences a message in which he explains what we are asking for when we pray for pardon from sin. As strange as it may seem, many Christians have hazy ideas about this matter of God's forgiveness. May the Lord teach us from His Word. First, we invite your attention to a selection from Faith Checkbook, a devotional collection from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher, C.H. Spurgeon. Today's devotional is entitled, Immortal Till Work Done. The text is Psalm 118 and verse 17. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. A fair assurance this. It was no doubt based upon a promise inwardly whispered in the psalmist's heart, which he seized upon and enjoyed. Is my case like that of David? Am I depressed because the enemy affronts me? Are there multitudes against me and few on my side? Does unbelief bid me lie down and die in despair, a defeated, dishonored man? Do my enemies begin to dig my grave? What then? Shall I yield to the whisper of fear and give up the battle and with it give up all hope? Far from it. There is life in me yet. I shall not die. Vigor will return and remove my weakness. I shall live. The Lord lives, and I shall live also. My mouth shall again be opened. I shall declare the works of Jehovah. Yes, and I shall speak of the present trouble as another instance of the wonder-working faithfulness and love of the Lord my God. Those who would gladly measure me for my coffin had better wait a bit, for the Lord hath chastened me sore, but He hath not given me over unto death. Glory be to His name forever. I am immortal till my work is done. Till the Lord wills it, no vault can close upon me.
Thank you.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We'd like to encourage you to take advantage of some of the free literature we offer on the program. We're pleased to announce that the newest edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly Magazine is now available. The theme of the current issue is the subject of temptation. In 5 articles, various ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church discuss such issues as how to recognize the temptation to sin, the temptation of Christ, and overcoming temptation. Among other articles of interest in this issue, you'll find a focus on the land of Macedonia, as well as the inspiring testimony of a young man born with cerebral palsy who is a glowing witness for Christ. A copy is available simply for the asking, and we promise that there will be no follow-up letters soliciting funds. For your free copy, just write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you soon.
Our text once again this morning is in the words of the Lord Jesus, Matthew 6, verse 12, "And forgive us our debts." And forgive us our debts. I'm not reading the last part of the verse, for we will not be able even to get near to that part this morning. We have been making very slow progress through this 12th verse. That in itself is a testimony to the greatness and the fullness of the verse and the importance of the subject with which it deals. Way back, many weeks now, I emphasized the conjunction at the beginning of the verse. This is the first petition of the Lord's Prayer to start with a conjunction. It's the first one that is deliberately linked to what goes before it. It's, as it were, the other petitions were while obviously related to all around them, nonetheless a sentence is freestanding. This one is, give us our daily bread and forgive us our debts or our sins. And I took time to try to expound to you the importance and significance of the Lord Jesus joining those two petitions. Then we looked at the whole idea of the problem of sin, even in the life of those who are saved. The problem of sin. We started to look at the idea of pardon for sin. Last Lord's Day, I took time to think of what, according to this text, we must do about our sin. How to deal with sin. What we must do about it. We spent some time thinking about what the Lord Jesus here instructs us to do. Now I want us to go a little further. And I want us to deal first and foremost this morning, and perhaps the only thing we'll get to deal with, is what we're asking God to do with our sins. The word here is, forgive us our debts. The same word yields the idea of sin as well as debt. I have already dealt with that and I'm not going into that again this morning. But what we're asking God to do for us is to forgive us our debts or our sins. Now, I don't suppose there's a more familiar word in the English language than the word forgive. And yet when you look at it, for all its apparent simplicity, it's a very complicated word. There are many words, you can look at them and just see how they're constructed. And from the very construction, you can gather something of the meaning. But you look at the word for and the word give, and you put them together and try to construe the meaning of the word forgive, and you're no further forward than when you started. What does it mean? We have a general idea, obviously, of what's involved in forgiveness. But when we translate that into the spiritual realm, we find that we begin attributing to the word things that the Bible does not attribute to it, and we begin imagining things about divine forgiveness which are certainly untrue. Another way of putting it is, if we're going to understand forgiveness, we'd better understand the word that the Lord Jesus uses here, and we'd better understand how the Bible itself presents the whole idea of pardon. This is what we're asking God to do. Forgive us our debts. Now, the word that the Lord Jesus uses is really a very familiar word in the Greek New Testament. It is also a very important word, and it's a very significant word. It's a word that's used in many connections. It's not merely used about pardoning sins. As I say, it's a very, very familiar and well-used word. The basic meaning of the word is simply to leave, or to let go, or to send away, or put away. Let me give you some examples. In Matthew chapter 4, we read about the devil coming to tempt the Lord Jesus Christ. And after the three great temptations that are there recorded, we read in verse 11, then the devil leaveth him. That's the word that Christ uses in a different connection here. It's translated forgive. In Matthew 4 again, we read in verse 20 about the disciples whom Jesus called to follow him. They were fishermen, and straightway they left their nets. Same word. Followed him. In Matthew 13, verse 36, we read that then Jesus sent the multitude away. Sent away. the multitude. The same word that's here translated, forgive. In a, yet a different connection, in the connection of the breakdown of a marriage. In 1 Corinthians 7, verse 11, Jesus says, let not the husband put away his wife. The word put away, it's this verb that's translated here, forgive. It has yet another meaning. Matthew chapter 15, verse 14. It may mean simply disregard. Jesus teaches us there concerning the scribes and Pharisees. Let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. Let them alone. Let alone. That's one word. It's the same word that's here. What does it mean to let the Pharisees alone? He doesn't mean don't condemn them because he condemns them. He means disregard them. Disregard their teaching. Disregard their ideas. Disregard their hypocritical stance. Just disregard them. They say they are leaders spiritually, but they're only blind leaders of the blind. Disregard them. Now put all these together. And when we ask the Lord, forgive us, we begin to get a picture from these various usages of the fullness of the meaning of the word. And when the word has the idea of forgive, it doesn't lose all these other shades of meaning. It brings them with it. And in regard to sin, these are the things we're asking the Lord Jesus Christ to do. We're saying, Father, put away our sins. Father, disregard our sins. Now, I'm going to pursue that in a little depth and a little detail. But let me, before we begin to go through some scriptures and try to see exactly what's involved in this matter of asking the Lord to forgive us or put away or disregard our sin, let me say that when we pray this prayer with all the meanings that I will now be trying to set before you, what we're asking for is a full pardon. We are not asking God for a partial dealing with sin. We're asking God to deal with our sins in all their fullness, in every part of our heart and mind and being. We're asking for a full pardon. It's a wonderful thing when a sinner comes to Christ, burdened by guilt and shame and sin, bowed down as John Bunyan's famous pilgrim was, bowed down with a great burden of sin. And he comes to the cross of Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus doesn't start going down the list and say, well, I forgive some things for they're not as bad as others. He takes the whole mighty black and awful burden and he says, I'll deal with it all. It's a full pardon of sins past and present and future. I'll deal with it all for all time and for all eternity. And when a Christian comes, realizing he's been justified from all things by the free grace of God and the merits of Christ, but yet he realizes, yet in this flesh, in this body, he's not perfect in what he does for God, the Lord still says, a full pardon. It's a full pardon we ask for. It's a strange word I may use, but it's a very biblical word. It's a faithful pardon. What does that mean? 1 John chapter 1 verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. The word faithful there is a reference to the promise of God. It's a reference to the Word of God. And you know, this is of vital importance for saint and sinner. For every sinner who comes burdened with guilt and shame and sin, seeking the forgiveness of God, he needs something that is as solid as the rock of Gibraltar. He needs something that he can get his feet upon and say, come what may, though heaven and earth pass away, here is something that will never shift. What is that thing? It is the Word of God. It doesn't do a sinner any good for a preacher to say you're forgiven. That's the great fallacy of popery. You have a priest that says, I forgive you. But what good is that? No use whatsoever. Many preachers make the awful mistake in dealing with sinners who are grappling, or even saints who are grappling with the burden and the trouble of assurance of salvation. I have known great preachers to make the mistake of come along and say, look, you're forgiven, you're pardoned, you're saved, and pat them on the back and send them on their way. That's crazy. It's foolish. Why? Because the man who would stake his whole eternity on my word is playing the fool. For I can be wrong. But here's a word that never fails. Here's a word that never, never, never fails. And when John wrote to the young Christians in 1 John 5, he says, here's the reason I'm writing these things to you. And notice he's saying, I'm writing to you who believe. I'm writing them that you may know that you have eternal life. When we come to the Lord saying, Lord, forgive us, we need to know it's a faithful pardon. It's a pardon that is grounded in the promise of God. We need a free pardon. If God said, I'm going to pay 99% and I'll leave you 1%, we would all be in hell. If he said, I will pay 99.99999% and leave you to pay the other fraction, we would still be in hell. Our sin is great. Our guilt demands the wrath of an infinitely holy God. And unless his pardon is free to us, we can never have it.
Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.